And now, the Morning Jab with Shu and Joe, here on the Big Jab.
Good morning. It is Shu and Joe, 92.5, 96.3. We'll get back to your phone calls, emails, and texts in just a couple minutes. But from time to time, we've been checking in with some of our sponsors. They support us. We want to support them and find out how they're doing through these tough times. And joining us on the line this morning from Maine's Credit Unions is Jen Burke. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well. So how have you guys been dealing with everything through all this?
You know, it's been a really busy few weeks for us in credit union world because we are an essential service. So we have remained open to ensure that we can be serving our members and helping them meet their financial needs during this, you know, crazy time. And unfortunately, a lot of members we know need our support, and we've been there for them. So, and we're going to continue to be there for them through the long haul.
So, how have you had to change how you've done business the past couple of months?
Well, you know, the great thing about technology is that it brings the power of banking to your fingertips. We've really promoted online tools, mobile banking, home-based banking, because we've had to close our lobbies. You know, we're all practicing social distancing just as other businesses are. So folks aren't going into their credit unions like they typically would. So we've really been transitioning to teach people how to use these digital tools so that they can cover all of their banking needs. And we've been moving to drive-thru services. So we've always had drive-thrus, but that's been the primary way we've been able to reach our members. So it's technology, they say, is a blessing and a curse. But for us, I think it's really been a blessing during these last several weeks. But there's definitely been some education on our part to make sure people know how to use those great tools so that they can pay their bills online or check their balances. I mean, that's all important. And we want to make sure that people are knowledgeable about how to access those tools.
If we rewind a little bit, when all this started to hit and then you heard that the government was going to give out these small business loans, was it a bit of a firestorm for you guys having to deal with all that activity?
You know, it certainly was, but we've been talking to our members. You know, we've been saying right from the get-go that, you know, we're here to help and that we want to help individuals and businesses find solutions to work through this pandemic. And we understand the financial toll that this has taken on them, especially Maine small businesses. So we do have a number of credit unions that are offering the Paycheck Protection Program loans. And it certainly was a firestorm at the beginning, like you said, because they passed legislation on a Friday night and Monday morning people were in line to try to, you know, get applications going for those loans. And they were certainly a bit of a learning curve because we were waiting on information from the Small Business Administration to come out. And but it's now a well-oiled machine and there's still some funding left. So we've been able to serve a lot of businesses and hope to continue to do so. So it's the important programs like this that, you know, we're happy to be helping with to help our members and help Maine small business community.
Well, someday we're going to get back to normal. I would imagine at this point, some of you are probably looking forward to the day you can open those front doors again and people start walking through them.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely going to be different. I think there's going to be a slow period of transition when we do open doors again, which, you know, we're not open necessarily except by appointment only. But I do think we've got 55 individual credit unions in the state with over 200 branches, and they're going to open their doors, you know, as they see fit, and they're comfortable with that. But there'll be new protocols in place for sure. You know, we are going to need to make sure we're maintaining our 6 feet social distancing. Employees will be wearing masks. It's going to look different and it's going to feel different. So, but we're nimble and we're going to adapt to our new normal because our members are counting on us. So, we will be probably opening, credit union branches, lobbies in the past few weeks, but, you know, we've been operating this entire time. So we're hoping that the transition will be pretty seamless, even though it might look a little different.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. We really appreciate it. As I said, we've been checking in with our supporters and hope you guys continue to do well.
We're so grateful for the opportunity, and you know, again, we are just here for our members, and we understand that it's challenging times, and we're all in it together. So thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the time. That's Jen Burke from Maine's Credit Unions.